That's I didn't bring Sherlock for you. I'm sorry.
Fucker. Fuck you. I hate this show. Yeah,
welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
It's another Geeky Boners episode here at Geeks Without God. We're talking about all sorts of stuff. Podcasts, IKEA, movies, you know, stuff.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Nick Glover.
Hi.
And it is a Geeky Bonies episode.
Wow.
It makes it
a
sound
Geeker
like,
Bonies.
Geeker Bonies. That makes it sound like an 80s movie.
You Geeker Bonies.
Or, like, isn't that a fandom? It's something tangential to bronies, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a My Little Pony boner. It's a bony.
A bony, like, right.
When you have a rock hard erection for a children's television show.
I thought
show.
That was a broner.
Whatever our geeky boners are, we have to come up with a cutie mark.
Yeah. I know what mine would be. Mine has a logo.
Let's start with your boner. All right, Molly.
So my boner this time is Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah.
I am super hard for Welcome to Night Vale. I just started listening to it. I've known about it for some time because
I've heard of it.
My friend Ming, Welcome to Night Vale is a podcast. I will explain it more as we go, but my friend Ming from work told me about it at Gen Con. And then I just kept hearing more people mentioning it here and there. And now a lot
of people that
we
wouldn't expect, like our friend Worm
is
really gung ho. It's
what it is it's like the news. It's like the local news radio for this town, Night Vale, that's in the desert, and it's just fucking weird. It reminds me a lot of Lovecraft in the sense that there's just random weird stuff that doesn't make sense and isn't explained, and they just move on, and it's.
Yeah, I understand that it's very I've heard that it's very Lovecraftian.
It's like local news.
Yeah.
Like local talk radio, like really local. Like a small town has their own radio.
The guy talking is funny. He's got great comic timing. Whatever, he sounds like he's reading something that he also wrote. It's just, it's super, I don't know, very nuanced, and it's just cracking my shit up.
It does sound like he's reading his own words. You know what I mean? Like a reporter would. But he, I think that specific kind of deadpan funny.
Yeah. So one of the first thing, basically like it opens with, the city council would like to remind everyone about the completion of the new dog park. Dogs are not allowed in the dog park. People are not allowed in the dog park. You may see hooded figures from time to time in the dog park. Do not approach the hooded figures. Like, do not think about the dog park's existence. Like, just try to forget that you even knew about it. That is the beginning of just a weird wormhole of an episode that as soon as it was over, I wanted to hear more. And I've heard 7 now, and we started listening to it in the car, so I listened to 1 and 2 over with Nick.
Yeah.
And it's
funny.
I'm
downloading more right now.
Yeah, there's
literally.
40-some episodes, I think, maybe more.
38, it's, I think.
Yeah, I think Matt Alex mentioned it to me once because they get people to send in music.
Mm-hmm.
Weird kind of.
Yeah, it's called The Weather. Every episode they say now for the weather, and it's a song. Like the one of the ones I heard, I knew it. It was a Dan Byrne song called Jerusalem that I probably haven't heard for 15 years, but it's been out, and it was just the recording. So I mean, they either get permission or I don't know what they do. It's awesome.
Yeah, the Citizens Band write a weird piece of music for him.
But he suggested we send in like one of the Dreg Zombie songs.
So
I gotta
for
do
sure
because it sounds like. That'd be
it's time
cool.
to get in on that.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because
before it takes off.
You're not the first person I've heard about.
Oh no, I've known about it for so long, and I kept thinking, oh yeah, that would be great, but I wasn't listening to podcasts because I didn't have a car that listened to podcasts.
Yeah, right.
So now I finally have a car that does, and then I had a bit of a falling out with the current morning show DJ. So now I don't listen to that show in the morning because I'm still butthurt, and so I'm acting butthurt, as is my right on the internet. I earned this, and I'm gonna revel in it.
Yeah,
I'm really glad that you like pulled the trigger and got involved. Got listening. Because I really wanted to listen to it and had been slacking on it
yeah,
and
yeah.
not I think actually before my work computer got formatted, I think I had like the first episode downloaded to listen to, and I just lost it.
So yeah, it's awesome, and so yeah, I'm hard for it. It's good.
It sounds awesome.
There's ongoing jokes, so you definitely need to start with the first one.
Yeah,
You'll get it if you listen to it. Get it if you start in the middle, but it's not going to be as funny as if you start at the first.
Even just listening to the first two episodes, there's stuff in the second episode that's like payoff from setup in the first episode.
Yep. There's all kinds of just random little references like that, so it's great.
Cool. Yeah. All right. That sounds awesome. Nick, what's got you super, super hard?
Well, I've got like you know when you have a really frustrating erection?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
my geeky,
dude, I've been married for 23 years. Yeah. Come on.
My geeky boner is a frustrating boner. So our TV in our living room is failing. It's been on the way out for a little while, and we have like a 46-inch Samsung, and we watch a lot of television. We watch a lot of movies. We play video games, and you know
it's been used hard.
Yeah. It's been ridden hard. Yeah. In its time, and so there's a sounds like a capacitor failing or something, but it's flaking out big time, right now it's just a matter of like tolerating the problem. Like, it'll fix itself eventually, kind of, and...
Yeah.
But crap out in the middle of video game or whatever. So we're going to replace our TV, and we're going to upgrade. We're going to maybe go up to, you know, something... Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, a 55 or a 60 or something.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right. And it's kind of becoming, like, economically feasible now. But, like, Panasonic has stopped making plasmas, and, like, you know, 4Ks are on their way, but, like, they're way too fucking expensive, so it's not practical.
Yeah.
And so there's all these things to consider, and I'm not really an AV nerd, but luckily I have friends that are who I can bug about this sort of shit for advice.
But you're also practical in the sense that it's, like...
I don't want to just, like, throw money at shit. I want to make an informed decision.
Nor do you want to buy something that we're going to have to replace in 3 years because it's going to be outdated.
Yeah, a TV is an appliance in our house. I mean, it's a...
Yeah.
We use it more than literally any other appliance in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, absolutely. And, it's on all the time when we're home. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
So
watch good TV.
Yeah, we've got, like, a nice receiver and stuff like that. So we've been looking at, like, well, if we're going to get a bigger TV, we kind of might have to redo our living room a little bit and move shit around and you know, I've just cleaned the third bedroom in our house we've referred to it as the office, but that's a lie. It's more like the dusty room with the closed door for 5 years where computers go to die.
It was a portal to another dimension where dust has become sentient and has ruled over humans for ages.
Yeah, and so it's like a computer graveyard of like cases and motherboards and RAM and shit strewn about. And so it kind of looked like a tilt-shift photography of another planet from far away. Like,
or like when you see things after, like, a bomb went off in the vicinity and everything's covered in ash.
Yeah,
So
I got that fucking room to the point where I vacuumed, I pulled so much out. And it's going to be like an office/comic library.
Genuinely, you're seeing on my face. I'm so happy about
all our short boxes for comics are in drawer boxes, which are linked together and set up in the closet that I took the sliding doors off of. And then we've got a big bookshelf in there that we're going to move the trade paperback library. And we're going to put our failing, fucked up TV in that room to, like, play games while she edits or whatever. Just have another place set up.
An office to edit in instead of the kitchen table on top of board games with the cats with the... Meow.
Yeah. And so,
sorry.
The cats with the meow.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Obnoxious.
Some of the shelves and shit from the living room can go up there. And it's like... the way our living room is... This is my frustration. Sorry, so much setup for this.
Yeah.
But my frustration is our fucking living room is designed in such a way that you really only have one option.
There's three walls and two of them are windows.
Yeah, one of them is a double window and one of them is two windows with, like, a useless amount of space in between them.
A foot and a half.
But then, like... So they've given us one wall, which is the wall that on the other side is the kitchen wall that the stove and shit is against. That's the only wall where you can realistically, like, have a television of any size greater than 36 inches. That wall is cut short by our gas fireplace, which is a corner fireplace.
Set in a corner just to take up the most room possible.
Just to be as
in this small, modest house. Possible. Yeah. Yeah.
It is like a right triangle from the corner that's the two shorter sides of our, like, stick out 3 feet from the right. from the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's maybe like 4.5, 5 feet tall. So it just ruins the rest of the wall, and yep. the rest of the wall you're left with has two heat vents for the living room on it. So it's like, I would love to put my expensive electronics right in front of a fucking heat vent, which is also like where the AC comes out.
We don't need, yeah, so it's more dust being forced, more air being forced, and even if we could somehow manage to not have the heat coming out over there, yeah. then I guess we just don't have heat in the winter.
Right. So my challenge has been like using the room planner in IKEA and like racking my brain.
He's been going through the agony and the ecstasy. Like, it's seriously just sort of the rise and fall of yeah. expectation, setup, decision, and then disappointment as yeah. he realizes it won't work for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's like every time I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It sucks so bad.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm kind of, and I'm not going to say I'm cheap, but I'm stingy. Like, I don't want to like
reasonable.
Spend.
Reasonable. You're not cheap.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to, I mean, if money was no object, I would just like, you know, hire a fucking carpenter to like make this shit for us.
To whom is money no? If money was no object, we moved another fucking house.
You know, well, yeah,
right, yeah.
No
that shit. Would solve the whole problem.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, and that's the thing. We don't want to live in this house forever, so I don't want to.
Yeah.
How much, you know, it's a opportunity cost and all that shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that IKEA room planner is pretty fucking cool, though.
So.
That's you for IKEA.
Yeah, kind of.
This whole thing was a setup for the IKEA room plan.
Kind of. I mean, it's pretty dope though. If you've ever played with it, it's pretty cool.
It is actually. I was watching it, and it's
fully 3D. You can type in your room measurements, yeah. and you can add objects into the room to.
Represent
obstacles in
like
your room.
A shitty fireplace.
Like a shitty fireplace and poorly placed vents and who puts an electrical outlet there and why do the light switches stick out 4 feet into the fucking wall from the side and yeah. shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can figure out
and then you can
the
figure
best
out
possible TV to fit in that space.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
So Tim. How's your boners?
I don't know if I can top the IKEA room. The I quote dope IKEA room
hey,
planner.
It's super cool.
With a thousand.
Yeah.
Well, it my geeky boner lately, it is just after the new year, and I kind of have a habit every year, right around the first of the year, to watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh.
So, I just rewatched all three Lord of the Rings films over
extended?
About a week. Yes.
Whoa.
I did. I switched back and forth. So
every
last
year?
Last year I did theatrical, and this year I did extended.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the theatrical are better.
Really?
I do. I think they're tighter. I think they're better storytelling. And I don't think... But... I think the theatrical versions are so fucking good that what they do is they make you want more Middle Earth. And that's what the extended editions are all
and
about.
And that's why the Hobbit is so bloated.
I haven't seen the extended editions of any of the three.
I have seen each of these movies one time. So,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that blow your mind?
See, I've seen all of them. Well, this was my 10th viewing of Return of the King.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. this is... That's how I feel about this, about the Dark Tower books. When people
yeah,
say
yeah.
they've read them each once, I'm like, just the once? Crazy. That's awesome. I have not. You haven't either.
No. Well, I mean, I've seen them since seeing them in the theaters. I've if they're on cable, it's like Star Wars to me, man. If I'm flipping channels
yeah.
and I see that one of the Lord yeah. of the Rings movies is on, I will stop and watch it.
Yeah,
because they're always.
I guess in that sense, I've seen them more than once because I've seen them on TV and things. I
yeah.
just never actually sat down to watch them start to finish.
Yeah, I well those so those started coming out before we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped watching those movies when we got married, Molly.
Oh,
you took Lord of the Rings
God.
From me.
Oh,
no, no.
Oh my God! Hold
Molly.
On. What sound is the opposite of a boner? Hang on.
Crying.
You made Nick flaccid for Lord of the Rings. No,
that's a lame. Yeah. I can
Owl.
Take that. How long is that altogether extended edition?
Well, basically
three?
All three extended editions run close to 4 hours. So
I watched
that. 12 hours. It's 12 hours of Lord of the Rings. And I mean, the thing is, there's some stuff in the extended edition that I absolutely don't like. That I think hurt the storytelling. But like I say, the thing I like about it is it's more Middle Earth, and I think that Jackson and all of the people that worked with him created such a rich world that the extended editions are really just about giving you more of that rich world. They aren't about making it a better story.
I feel that way about Desolation of Smog, because when we walked out of there, I was like, I liked it all so much, but there was too fucking much of it.
Yeah, if you want to, I mean, we could. I'm happy to talk about Desolation of the Smog because I didn't like it.
Well,
you know, there are parts that I like, but overall,
It was edited differently or shorter,
If it was edited, if you got cut out at least a half hour, I think you got to get rid of at least 30 minutes.
Like, at least all the stuff that didn't ever happen.
What if you cut it down to just the shit that happens in The Hobbit?
Well, even then, I think. Here's the thing. What Jackson did with Lord of the Rings is he created movies that weren't completely true to the books.
Right.
Right.
But were true to the spirit of the books. You know, and he cut out the stuff like fucking Tom Bombadil that was pointless. It didn't drive the story. In The Hobbit, what I feel he needed to do and that he didn't do is if you think about Fellowship of the Ring especially, there are 9 main characters in that movie. And I walked away from that 3-hour-long movie feeling like I knew them all. Pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, especially like Boromir. They kill him off, but I knew Boromir, and I could mourn for his loss.
Sure. Yeah.
In 2 Hobbit films,
yeah,
I know like 4 of the fucking dwarves.
Yeah, my thing with it is like, so I'm like, what you said about him keeping the Hobbit is the one I read a bunch.
Yeah.
So keeping him true to the books with the Lord of the Rings movie is what he did do that. What I don't think he did with the Hobbit was staying
the spirit,
true.
At least.
What I don't think he did was stay true to the spirit, yes, of the book of the Hobbit, because in spirit it is more of a kid's story. Yeah. It is more lighthearted. There's none of this grown ups talking about war shit. There's none of this like.
Well,
Not nearly the way it was.
No,
no love romance relationship between an elf princess and a human or whatever.
But that's bullshit. That,
yeah.
But I mean, it just, you're right. It doesn't it doesn't feel as lighthearted. Now, the first Hobbit, I think, did feel more lighthearted.
Yes, I loved the first one a lot.
And I liked it a lot better than Desolation.
The parts that people complained about were that they felt like cartoony in the first one. I actually like really enjoyed the And okay,
they're
so
nimble.
The action sequences in the second movie with the dwarves were great.
For sure.
I thought. The barrels? You didn't
I thought
know?
The barrels went on really long.
I
thought the whole part with the barrel bouncing across the fucking ground for 2 fucking minutes and then he like turns into a whirlwind barrel sword guy and
I feel like that sums up the whole movie. That what you just said, because it's like, was it all good? I mean, yeah, it was all pretty good. Like, they went to 5. They should have stopped at 3.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on everything.
They went to 5. They should have stopped at 3.
Well, the whole battle with Smog at the end of the movie, which isn't in the book at all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Felt pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he gets away at the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see the dwarves, you know, band together and they're gonna beat Smog.
Yeah.
But then they don't.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know they can't. If you know the story, you know they can't beat Smog.
It was not awesome.
It was, yeah.
So do you watch the Lord of the Rings movies in one day? Do you watch them on New Year's Day?
I did once. The Riverview Theater, they used to, I think until last year, the year that The Return of the King came out, they started on New Year's Day doing a all 3 movie marathon.
Yeah. Huh.
And they did the extended edition of Fellowship, the extended edition of 2 Towers, and then the theatrical edition of Return of the King, because it was the year that Return came out.
Right.
And then in the following years, they did all three movies extended. I've never done all 3 extended. I did do it the first year. And that was actually pretty fun, because, you know, you're in a theater filled with just raving
Feel like 12 hours, like, I feel like I could see like a solid trilogy like that, like if it was an event where there was, you know, like especially if it was something like the Alamo, like when you talk about with BNAT, like that sounds more appealing to me than like roulette wheel of random movies that you may hate every single one of them of BNAT. My only concern, because if I'm bored, that's going to be the worst thing ever for me, is having to sit through a shitty movie.
Yeah, the biggest problem with the part with the Riverview is it's not like a cinema grill or anything like that.
Okay.
So you're in
Parkway,
there for 12 hours.
Parkway be better.
There's really nowhere to they brought in some pizzas, I think I remember.
Let's see if we can do Geeks Without God Presents Tim Wick's annual Lord of the Rings trilogy movie marathon at the Parkway Theater.
Well, I would
and
do
we
that.
Sell tickets and we
oh man.
I'm just saying that'd be fun.
I would do that, although I think the reason the Riverview stopped doing it is people stopped going. But you never know.
So with the draw of Geeks Without God.
Yeah, there'd be five more people there.
Yeah, that's right. That would be awesome.
Six, because I bet I could get my mom to go. Oh.
So that's my boner. Well, I just finished watching the movies, and I love those movies. But I think we should do five questions.
Yeah, let's. All right, so we have five questions from a listener. I'm going to pronounce your name, and Stefan Soelnel. I know.
It's like you're like pretending
it's
you're
S O E H N L E. Sonle. Sonle. I don't know. You got
feel
me.
Like, I feel like you're Ash trying to say Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Klaatu Barada necktie.
Necktie.
Anyway.
Definitely that word.
All right. Well, there you go. His PS dared me. All right. So here are my answers, you guys.
Yeah. What is the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
I really liked the movie Adam. I suspect that I have Asperger's myself. It is a movie about a guy who has Asperger's trying to live a normal life and how he struggles with it. I could empathize with his approach to live and how he is often perplexed about how normal people react.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I haven't seen that either.
I haven't even heard of it.
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it. We should watch it.
Was that a 2013 movie?
I don't know. I've heard of it in the sense of like,
people, you know it exists.
We should totally have looked this up before we started recording episodes so we could talk about it.
So the second question, while Tim looks that up, is who is your favorite atheist character?
House MD.
Ah.
After I listened to your episode about televised atheism, I started watching Bones, and I also like Temperance Brennan. I personally like Truth, so I also like character on TV that like Truth, too. House is an asshole, but he cares about the truth and would do pretty much anything to help his patients. He doesn't give a shit if people like him or not, as long as he achieves his goal of saving the patient's life. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, House is another one of those shows that Pat really got into, and I never did.
Yeah.
I've seen, a lot of rants from House end up in the internet in GIF form or whatever.
Or
YouTube clips and four panel comics. And I see that, you know, that kind of like skimming the best of, but he's, you know, quippy and kind of renowned for being a clever douche.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Atheist. You know, brilliant science dick.
Brilliant science dick. Yep. I have only seen a little bit of, I've only seen Bones in the sense of like, oh, it's on in the 10 minutes before the show I'm going to watch, like The Mentalist or whatever happens to be on CBS or whatever. And the little bit I've seen, I like of Temperance Brennan a lot. I also pay more attention to her because she's Emily Deschanel, and I like her. I think you can totally see how she's related to her sister, and they look almost, I mean, they don't look identical at all, but you can totally see it.
You can totally see it.
When they stand next to each other, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen most of Bones.
Yeah.
But, so, question number three is, what is your geekiest hobby?
I like to watch and complete online university courses, or something like that, in my spare time, rather than go out with other people and party. Word to that. Like, that sounds awesome. I was doing this Duolingo thing for a while, trying to learn German, and I had to stop because I just couldn't do it at work anymore, because I actually had to start doing my job more. I was really new, I didn't have anything to do, so... Yeah. I would totally do that instead of going out. Maybe I'll sit up in the office and do that. Do you guys ever do online lesson?
I haven't done any online lessons.
I have to do a lot for work. I gotta say, like it just gloss right over it. Like,
really?
It just doesn't stick to me at all. I don't learn well from reading.
Oh,
I don't know if it's, you know, related to dyslexia, and it just takes that much effort to read, and so I'm not absorbing it well.
Do you think it could be because you're stupid?
It could be because I'm stupid.
Because you're just dumb.
Because I'm a big dummy, and I don't know anything at all.
He said it. It's on the air.
But I learn pretty well by doing and by when if shown.
Yeah, you do. You also pick things up.
Listening to people talking or explaining, like where I can ask questions. I mean, I
read a lot of nonfiction. So university courses to me are kind of the same way. It's like
very similar.
I'm always reading science books to try and learn more about.
Yeah, Nick, you listen to NPR a lot. That's kind of similar. I mean, every day. It's like taking a course on the news.
By the way, Adam, 2009 film about a lonely man with Asperger's syndrome. Starring a whole bunch of people.
Oxymoron, hello.
Yeah. Gosh. That's just crazy. I mean, whoever heard such a thing. But I'll make sure I'll put a link to that movie on the show notes.
The opposite of an oxymoron.
Right.
Question number four.
Is, what is your favorite sandwich?
I don't really eat a lot of sandwiches, but I occasionally go to Subway.
All right.
So we'll Subway is your favorite sandwich.
Well, I mean, it's
corporate plant.
That's what I
it's a corporate plant.
It's a good choice because it's literally infinite sandwiches.
It is, yeah. If you go to Subway, you have really almost no choice but to have a sandwich.
Molly doesn't like the Subway. She prefers Jimmy John's.
I do too.
You're both fucking crazy. Because Jimmy John's has 6 ingredients, and the only good thing about them is they're convenient.
Jimmy John's does lettuce wraps, and they're fucking tasty, and their tuna salad is superior.
Jimmy John's has avocado, and it's tuna salad
is retarded to get. I don't. Why would you ever get anyone else's tuna salad when you can make your own and have it be perfect? The way they sell tuna salad is inferior to how it can be made
Jimmy
in one's
John's
home.
Jimmy John's tuna salad is pretty delicious for something that contains disgusting goblin cum mayonnaise.
Does it have chunks of crunchy celery in it or onions?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's garbage.
Oh my
crunchy
God.
Bits and tuna salad is the best fucking part.
We're going to have a whole podcast about tuna salad.
Hang on. Subway has as many bread options as Jimmy John's has options total.
Yeah, I don't even eat bread anymore. I don't fucking care about bread.
None of Subway's bread options are that good. So, you know. Mm. You guys don't eat bread anymore. We talk about sandwiches after every
fucking
episode.
Nuts.
This is
pathetic. All right. Ready? Who's got five for me?
Number five.
What is the stupidest thing anyone's ever said about your atheism?
Because I come from Germany, I have to go with Hitler. Even the Germans don't know that Hitler was not an atheist, and 99% of all Germans were Christians at that point, too. Luckily, we have improved since then, and now about 40% of Germans are atheists. I have to admit, though, that this is not the most annoying answer for me. I could go insane over answers like, I don't care if it is true, I just like to believe it.
What is that, reductio ad Hitlerum?
Yeah. I gotta say, I am so envious of your 40% rate of atheism in your country.
We're 10% non-religious.
10% non-religious, which means a lot of people wouldn't want to admit they're an atheist.
I'm spiritual.
He says bye. He says his name, which I'm gonna say again, is Stefan Sienel, I'm gonna say now because it's German and the vowels I always get them wrong. You pronounce the second vowel usually in the German name.
I hope that he's listening and laughing.
I hope so. I hope
too.
I can't
and not like cringing or.
He says, "P.S. I really love
anthrax.
Your intro song."
Yeah.
He won't send it. He obviously knows he has a difficult to pronounce name. There's a smiley face in the brackets.
Right,
that's
right.
How much of a joke it is.
Thank you so much.
Stefan.
Yeah, the intro song.
Well, awesome. Those were 5 great questions. This was a good geeky boner episode.
Yeah.
Solid erections all around.
Good job,
obviously,
everyone.
If you would like us to read your answers to our questions on the air, you can send us an email, 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. And sure, if you've got any comments about anything that we've got going on here, if you want to help Nick figure out how to put up a TV on his wall, or tell me why the Lord of the Rings trilogy is a piece of shit, you know, you can do that.
Listen to Welcome to Night Vale.
and listen to Welcome to Night Vale, because what we want to do is have you listen to other people's podcasts.
Yeah, not at the expense of ours. I mean, you know.
Listen to it next.
If you have time for just one podcast, make it this one.
And if you have time for two, listen to Welcome.
Yeah,
but not apropos of nothing, just whatever you do.
Boo.
And I do just a really quick plug. Last week we talked to our friend Emily, who was coming out as an atheist on our podcast. And Greta Christina, friend of the show, is coming out with a book in April called Coming Out as an Atheist, or Coming Out Atheist.
I think it's Coming Out Atheist, yeah.
And so I want you to say...
April?
Yeah, April. Yeah. Look for it, because if you are...
You can probably pre-order on Amazon, I bet.
Yeah, I bet you could pre-order on Amazon, and I just want to plug it, because I think there are people that listen to this podcast that aren't sure about coming out. And, I think that it's going to be a good resource for those people.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening. We will catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Will Hitchhike Bus or Yellow Hobbit? moving right along. Doogadoom, doogadoom.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Oh my God, I gotta pee.